राध कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माय की जय। यमुना माय की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रयेष्वबाधरिषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनादिरहकतराजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयोतरवो विनेदुस् तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, The Residents of Jambudvipa Offer Prayers, Text Number 9. Svasti astu vishvasya kalaha prasidatam dhyayantu bhutani shivam mithaha दिया मना च भद्रम भजत अदोक्षजे अवेश्यतम नाह माति अति अहैतुकी स्वस्यस्तु विश्वस्य कलाः प्रसीदतम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे अवेश्यतं नो मतिरप्यहैतुकी स्वस्यस्तु विश्वस्य कलः प्रसीदतम् ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया मनश्च भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे अवेश्यतं नो मतिरप्यहैतुकी। नेक्स्ट प्लीज।
स्वस्यास्तु विश्वास्य कला प्रसीदतम् भद्रं भजतारोक्षजे अवेश्यतं नो मतिरप्यहैतुकी।
माताजी Swasti, auspiciousness. Astu, let there be. Vishvasya, of the entire universe. Kalaha, the envious, almost everyone. Prasidatam, let them be pacified. Dhyayantu, let them consider. Bhutani, all the living entities. Shivam, auspiciousness. Mitha, mushal. Dhiya, by their intelligence. Manaha, the mind. Cha, and. Bhadram, calmness. Bhajatat, let it experience. Adhokshaje, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence, and senses. Aveshyatam, let it be absorbed. Nah, our. Matihi, intelligence. Api, indeed. Ahaituki, without any motive. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engaged in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. Purport. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlada Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself, but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous people like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlada Maharaj didn't ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavata Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free from envy, parama nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaja prays in this verse, Kalah prasidatam, may all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons, but if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha badram bhajata tadokshaje. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Nrisimha Ohridaye Nrisimha, let Lord Nrisimhadev sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I can peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from him. Even pure Nishkama devotees pray for some benediction as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthiti duli sadrisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaja Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama janmani janmani shvari bhavatat bhakti rahai tuki tvai. Life after life, kindly let me have an alloyed love and devotion to your lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaja chants Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for a benediction from the Lord. But because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in this prayer is Svasyastu Vishvasya, let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlada Maharaja thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandita, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is the snake and the other one is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious to everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious to his little son Prahlad, but Prahlada Maharaja asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlada wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kalah prasidatam. The difficulty is that the Kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of Kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantrosha divashah sarpah kalakena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaja prays Shivam Mitho Diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others, but in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Therefore, everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, bhajata tadoksha je. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, savai manah Krishna padaravindayoh. And as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava mad bhakta. One should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheta darpana marjanam. Materialists may think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe would be vacated, because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable, and if one set of living entities is actually delivered by Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Шрила Прабхупада ки чай. Свасьясту вишвасья калах прасидатам дьянду бутани шивам митходия манасча бадрам баджатата докшаче авешьятам номатир апьяхайтукам. Намо Вишну Падая Кришна Приштая Бутале Шримати Бхактивиданта Свами Нитинамине Намасте Сарасвати Деви Горавани Прачарине Нирвишеша Шуньявади Пашчатя Деша Тарине Ванча Калпатару Бешча Крипа Синду Бевача Патитанам Паване Био Вайшнави Био Намо Намаха Джай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нитананда Шри Адвайта Гадатара Шри Васуди Гора Бхакта Вринда Харе Кришна 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 Харе 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 Рам Харе Рам 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 Харе Харе Йонтах Правишни Мама Вачим Мам Прасуптам Сандживая Такила Шакти Дарах Свадам Наньям Шахаста Чарана Шравана Твагадим Прананна Мау Бхагавате Пурушая Тубим.
So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading about different prayers which inhabitants of different Varsha offer to the Lord according to the level of their consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam is a universal book. The very design of this book is such that everyone can find its place in the book. Devotion of the Lord or to the Lord is universal, and it basically means that everyone can be engaged in devotional service of the Lord, but according to our adhikara, according to our capacity, according to our level of advancement, spiritual advancement, we should start somewhere. And Srimad Bhagavatam takes care of all different varieties of the levels of consciousness, trying to elevate everyone, no matter which level you are in. Devotional service is universal, it's for everyone, but sometimes it's very difficult for us to relate to the concept of pure devotional service. It's a nice idea. Anya bilashati sunyam, very nice idea, but what do I do with the desires in my heart? It's a good ideal, it's a fine ideal. But I cannot really start with this ideal. I have to start somewhere to reach this ideal. I shouldn't try to drag down the ideal. Ideal is ideal. It's the best. We have to understand very clearly that there is nothing better than the pure devotional service, which the only thing which can bring the complete happiness to me. This is the beginning, the starting point of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam starts with this declaration that Ahaitukhiya Pratihata Bhakti, this is the only means for the soul to become satisfied. And this we have to understand very clearly, that everything else is nothing but suffering. And we can perpetuate suffering if we like, that's fine, it's up to us. ultimately, if we have some intelligence, we have to understand that only by reaching this ideal of pure devotional service, we become happy. Eyatma suprasidati. Only by reaching this stage, we will not have to, you know, do this kind of useless thing which we are doing in this material world. So the goal is very clear. The goal should be very clear. We shouldn't try to change the goal. The goal is clear. But at the same time, we may be on a different levels of advancement. And to reach the goal, we have to understand very clearly where I am now. And by understanding this clearly where I am now, we can ultimately reach the goal. Because sometimes, especially neophyte devotees, they imagine that I'm already there. I'm pure devotee, and it so happened that I'm the only one. You know, I look around and nobody is pure as I am. And it's actually very easy to become a pure devotee. You just imagine yourself to be a pure devotee. That's it. You know, I'm there. And it feels good. But it's not the reality. Reality is something else. And for this, Srimad Bhagavatam describes different levels. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto describes the story of Kardama Muni. And Kardama Muni, he prays to the Lord and performs austerities for thousands and thousands of years. And ultimately, the Lord himself comes to him. And what does he ask for him? Please give me a wife who is like a Kamadhenu, who will fulfill all my desires. You know, one may think, you know, some neophyte bhaktas may think, you know, is it really worth asking for a wife? Yeah, for somebody, yes, if you are on this level. But anyway, let's come to this particular verse, which is very important for us as followers of Srila Prabhupada, because he was very fond of this mood of Prahlad Maharaj. And this particular prayer, which is the first of the series of prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, he describes the mentality of a pure devotee. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it's very clearly says that the pure devotional service, the level of consciousness which exemplifies pure devotion, starts with Prahlad Maharaj. Indra, and even Brahma, and even Shiva are less. Even though we habitually say Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, that Lord Shiva is the best of the devotees, according to the design of Brihad Bhagavatamritam, according to Sanatana Goswami, the level of pure devotional service is somewhat higher. He describes the meetings, or he describes the various mixed devotional service, starting with the Brahmana in Prayag, and ultimately he reaches the level on Prahlad, and the chapter which describes meeting of Narada Muni with Prahlad is called Pure Devotee. So pure devotional service, the starting point of pure devotion is the consciousness of Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, pure devotional service is not a unified level. It has gradations. It has different stages within the pure devotional service. But before the level of consciousness, which is exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj, we are dealing with mixed devotional service. If there are some different motivations in us, then we are dealing with consciousness which appreciates devotional service, the concept of devotion, the understanding that we have to serve God, but still is somewhat lower. So it's very important for us to understand what is the realistic goal for us. Sometimes we may say, you know, yeah, gopis of Vrindavan is the real goal. That is true. The real devotional service is the devotional service of the cowherd girls here in Vrindavan. But as I said, devotional service is a gradual process. And we really have to consider this very carefully, that this is a gradual process, And we have to, you know, go through this gradual process ultimately without changing the ideal, reach this ideal, and this is the ideal. This is ultimately the ideal of purest devotional service. The point of Prahlad Maharaj and devotion of Prahlad Maharaj and the consciousness of Prahlad Maharaj is very important for us because this is the borderline. This is something, the milestone, which distinguishes the pure devotional service from mixed devotional service. And therefore, these prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are also very important for us. This is something which we should try to reach as soon as possible. And in fact, this is the level which we should be able to reach rather soon. When we will come to the level of, you know, gopis of Vrindavan remains to be seen. That's a very elevated stage. We shouldn't postpone it for too long, but we shouldn't imagine ourselves to be on this level as well. But this is a realistic level of consciousness which should be the starting point of any follower of Krishna consciousness movement. By intellectually understanding that the pure devotional service is the only thing which we should aspire for, this is the level which can be reached pretty quickly, because if we understand the futility of material desires, if we understand that anything else will not make us happy, then what is the use of trying to use the devotional service for achieving something else? What is the point of trying to use the devotional service for achieving some petty material desires? It's useless. It's completely foolish. It's just so utterly, it's stupid. There is no other. It's insane. You know, try to imagine that you can be happy anywhere else but in devotional service. You can very easily imagine that, you become Indra, so what? Very nice. I'm Indra. So what? What is so special about it? You will not get satisfaction. You will still have the same empty heart, which will always desire something else and something else and something else, which we will see in the examples of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam and also Srila Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatamrita very ironically depicts the situation of Indra. He's always afraid. We think that in the heavenly planets everything is nice. No, it's not nice. It's not nice. One is always fearful and this and that and what not. So don't go for it. So therefore, this example of Prahlad is very important. This example of Prahlad here, Prahlad says, what should be the program for our devotional service? What should be the starting point of our devotional service? Prahlad Maharaj says, Svasyasti Vishvasya Kalah Prasidatam Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitho Diya. He actually gives, Srila Prabhupada starts his explanation of this verse from saying that a pure devotee, he doesn't think of himself. Let's examine this a little bit more. Why it is so? Pure devotee, as Prahlad Maharaj, by getting this concept of devotional service, that there is God is there, and we all connected with God. In a very natural way, one gets this mood that let everyone be happy. It's very interesting, and here is the program for the complete universal happiness. And it's a very interesting idea or the picture which is described in this verse. Svastyastu vishvasya kalah prasidatam dayantu bhutani shivam mithodiya. First, the first idea, let everyone be happy. One may say it's a sentimental idea. Let everyone will prosper, you know, svasti means suasti. Suasti, let everything be auspicious. Let everything be nice. You know, sometimes people, they have this, you know, some people who are in the mode of goodness, they also have this idea, let everything be nice. And they have different programs how to bring auspiciousness in this world. You know, there are so many reformers, social reformers, and they all say, they all can subscribe to Prahlad Maharaj's first beginning statement in this prayer, Suasti, Svastyastyu Vishvasya Kalah Prasidatam. Oh, sorry, not Kalah Prasidatam, that far they didn't go. Svastyasti Vishvasya. Let the whole universe be nice and peaceful and everything, you know. Whoever you take, it can be Karl Marx. Karl Marx, what did he want? Svastyasti Vishvasya. Let everyone be happy. But it's a foolish idea, because if you are a devotee, you immediately understand, wait a second. I may pray to the Lord, let everything be nice and everything, but what to do with the bad people, who are the majority of people in this world? You know, for them to be nice is to create some mischief to other living entities. Srila Prabhupada, in a very funny way, he translates this kala. Kala, he says, envious person, and then in parenthesis he adds, almost everyone. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's trying to... see, in one sense, it's a program for the improvement of the whole world. And Prahlad Maharaj gives a very beautiful picture how the whole world can be improved. And a little later I will try to explain why it is so important for us, why it is something where we should start our devotional service. But let's first see this program which he depicts in this verse. He says, let the whole universe be nice. How it can be nice? Kalah prasidata. First point which he makes, let the envious person be little pacified in the heart. Because unless the envious people are pacified in the heart, there cannot be inauspiciousness in this world. You know, the inauspiciousness in this world is coming from the polluted hearts of living entities. And because the hearts are polluted, because the envy is there, because the, you know, bad desires are there, therefore, it's just impossible to change this world. People are trying to change this world by the means of some social reform. But it's totally, completely waste of time. You know, there was this, I'm coming from Russia and I know how ridiculous this idea is. They were trying to make everyone happy. How to make everyone happy? Let's kill half of the population, that the other half will be happy. And they did it very successfully. They killed a lot of people because, you know, the problem is in them. But the problem is not in them. The rest of the people, became bad, so remained bad, and nobody became happy. The greed is there, the lust is there, the anger is there. Here, basically, when Vishwanatha Chakravarti while explaining this verse, he says, kalah means this quality in our heart which appears when our karma is not satisfied. And because our karma is never satisfied, then the anger is always there. And because the anger is always there, we always want to inflict some harm to other living entities. And how can be auspiciousness in this world? How we can improve this world if the envy is there, if the anger is there, if the desire to inflict harm to other living entities is there? It's not possible. So, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, okay, let all this color, let all these envious people become little pacified. Basically, you know, even when the person is very angry, you know, sometimes after a good food, you know, he becomes little pacified, and at this time you can approach him without being too much fearful. You know, they have small little moments of some sort of satisfaction. So Prahlad Maharaj says, oh my dear Lord, please make their heart little full for some time. You know, when the stomach is full, the heart is also somewhat full. And therefore, there is no envy in the heart. So, but then he realizes that this is not enough. Let's imagine this picture of the world. All the envious people are somewhat satisfied. So what? Still, the subtle jealousy will be there. Because even if I am satisfied, even I am somewhat satisfied on the material level, still I see how others are satisfied and I feel, you know, no, something is wrong, you know. I can be satisfied not my way. I want to be satisfied their way. I want to be happy as they are happy. Because still this material happiness or material satisfaction is not something which can make you completely happy. Therefore, in this material world, the envy is a very all-pervading factor. It's all-pervading factor. Somebody may be quite happy, but still he is envious of others because they are happy. It's not enough to be happy. Because, you can only be happy if you are the only one who is happy and everyone is suffering. Believe it or not, but this is the mentality of people in this world. They think that your happiness will become completely, totally ideal and perfect if everyone is suffering and you are the only one who is happy. So Prahlad Maharaj says, no, that's not enough. If the envious people become satisfied, let the envious people also become engaged in the welfare of others. Let this idea of doing welfare of others, let them become not only non-envious, let them become friendly. Let them achieve some sort of satisfaction by doing some good to others. Because when you do something good to others, you also feel good. You feel, you know, I'm so great, I'm such a benevolent person, I'm a benefactor of everyone else, I'm doing all these welfare activities. It feels good. So Prahlad Maharaj says, let everyone do some welfare activities for everyone else. Is it enough? Then the world will become very happy and everyone will be doing and everyone will be so, you know, Prabhu, what can I do for you? Is it enough? No, it's not enough because it will be destroyed. This situation is again a useless dream. as any other dream. Even if we try to, and sometimes we have this also this idea, let's create our society, and in this society everyone will be nice to everyone else, everyone will serve to everyone else, and this will be the ideal. This is not ideal. Because what will happen, still, the subtle desires are there in the heart. And because the subtle desires are there in the heart, you know, you may be doing something good to others, but, you know, if the subtle desires are there in the heart, then sooner or later, your determination to do good to others will be stopped, because ultimately you want to fulfill your own desires. The problem will still be there. Like I listened to a lecture by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, and he said that in the hippie days, when the Krishna consciousness movement started, the hippies were very much against the war. They were people who were trying to bring auspiciousness to the whole universe. And they were, you know, doing some demonstrations against Vietnam War in America. And the slogan there for this demonstration was, make love, not war. They were trying to realize this ideal by engaging in illicit sex relationship. If, you know, their idea was, you know, why war is there? Because all these army generals don't have enough sex. If they would have enough sex, then there wouldn't be war. You know, very nice idea, isn't it? Everyone is just engaged in sex and, you know, no war. Make love, no war. So this is how sometimes people think, and this is, you know, what hippie movement is all about. Let's do this, you know, let's be nice and let's do something, and you know, but it's a useless idea. Why? Because Krishna very clearly says, "Ichha dvesha samuthina dvandva mohina bharata." If you have desire, the desire will bring to your heart what? Hate. If you have desire, then the hate will be there, even if you don't want hate. People, they think that desire is good and hate is bad. They say, basically, that was there in their very nice placards. Karma is good, desire is good, hate is bad. But if you have desire, the hate will be there. Even if you don't want. By having desire, by agreeing that desires are good, you're basically inviting hate within your heart. So this idea will be frustrated sooner or later. And, you know, all these hippies, nice love-making hippies, will start fighting with each other for the girlfriends. Or for something else, you know, they will start competing with each other. Therefore, this will not work again. And therefore, the next point, Prahlad Maharaj says, Manascha Badram Bhajatata Dokshaje, let my mind be engaged in the service of the Lord. Because if my mind is not satisfied by the service of the Lord, if my mind, even if I do some welfare activities for others, it will not last long. I may try to do some welfare activities for somebody, but it will not solve all the problems which I want to solve, because the desires are still there. And desires are pushing me. Srila Prabhupada says, Hiranyakashipu, like material desires within my heart. You know, sometimes we think Hiranyakashipu is some great demon somewhere, you know. Hiranyakashipu, it's me. Because Hiranya means gold. Does anyone not like gold? Just be honest. And Kashipu means nice bed. Does anyone not like nice bed? You know, we all like. We're little Hiranyakashipus. And sometimes we say, you know, we kind of justify ourselves because we're little Hiranyakashipus. But Hiranyakashipu is Hiranyakashipu. You know, if you let it grow, it will grow big. If the desires are there within the heart, if you have the material desires within the heart, you will become full grown up Hiranyakashipu. If you don't understand that the material desires will bring inauspiciousness, abhadram. Therefore, here the word bhadram is used. It's actually very interesting because all the words which are there in Sanskrit language, or probably not all, but almost all of them, many of them, for auspiciousness is used in this verse. Svasti means auspiciousness. Prasidatam means auspiciousness or satisfaction. Shivam means auspiciousness. Bhadram means auspiciousness. So he says here, let the bhadra, auspiciousness, come in my mind, and we have to understand what is the auspiciousness within the mind. Auspiciousness within the mind means desirelessness. I don't have desires. And the only way you can reach this point of desirelessness when you don't have desires is when you fulfill the desires of Krishna. If you have this plan or this program, I will fulfill my own desires, then the hate will come within your heart. And you cannot be completely empty-minded without any desires. Prabhupada very clearly says that you cannot be without any desires. Even if you are akama means you still have desires, but your desires are different. So he says, what should be my desire in the initial stage of devotional service, or even in the highest stage of devotional service, my desire, my program should be, let me fulfill the desires of Krishna. Let me fulfill the desires of my spiritual master. Let me fulfill the desires of Srila Prabhupada. In this way, I will be engaged in devotional service somehow or other, and my mind will be somewhat pacified. Because if the mind is idle, the desires will pop up from nowhere. Srila Prabhupada used to repeat this very nice saying that the idle mind is devil's workshop. So we have to engage somehow or other the mind. And Prahlad Maharaj says, okay, let the mind be engaged in devotional service of Adokshaja. So it's not enough of doing some welfare activities by our body to others. Because if the mind is not engaged in the service of the Lord, if we do these welfare activities to others as the service to the Lord, then it's okay. Then it's still okay. But he says, even this is not enough. If we want to completely improve the world, if we stop at this point, this will not enough. The whole thing will collapse. Unless the intelligence very clearly sees that the goal of all my endeavors is the absorption in Lord Krishna without any ulterior motive. Apyahaituki. He says, if we want to achieve the auspiciousness can come in this world only if on all three levels, on the level of my body where I'm doing some good activities for others, on the level of a mind when I'm engaged in the service of the Lord, and on the level of intelligence where my goal is very clearly set and I don't want anything else. I only want to achieve the satisfaction of the Lord. And no other desires are there. Then only the auspiciousness can come. So basically, the program for auspiciousness, to bring auspiciousness in this world, is very clear. In order to bring auspiciousness to this world, as Prabhupada says, that everyone has to become devotees of the Lord, and there is no other way. If you want to create the auspiciousness in this world, if you want to create nice situation in this world, there is only one way to create it, and that is let everyone become the pure devotee of the Lord, then the auspiciousness can be created. Otherwise, it's just a futile dream. It's just useless dream. So, and Prabhupada was very clear about this. He knew. Everyone is speaking about this. He says, United Nations, you know, oh, such a nice project, United Nations. Srila Prabhupada was laughing, you know, this United Nations, all the nations came together, you know, what? To quarrel in the United Nations organization. You know, now Russia is attacking Ukraine and, you know, the hate is there. It's so painful, actually, for any sane person, so painful to see what's going on in the world. So much pain is there. So any sane person can relate to this idea because let this world become better. But there is only one way to make this world better. Let everyone become devotee of the Lord. And how you can how can everyone become the devotee of the Lord? Let's spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And not be satisfied until everyone is the pure devotee of the Lord. And if you are afraid, as Prabhupada says at the end of the purport, if you are afraid that if everyone, what will happen with the world if everyone will become the pure devotee of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada says, don't worry about this. You know, even if everyone will become a pure devotee of the Lord and this whole world will become vacant, there will be some other people who will fill up this world. Don't worry about this. Let's try to do something. And as I said, it's a very nice program for us because this is something, first of all, this is the prayer, first of all, we can relate with. Because we can relate with this idea. Let's do something for this world. We may not see Krishna face to face, but we may not feel his satisfaction this or that, but at least we can do something, because there are so many people who are trying to do something for this world. This is the program to do something for this world. How to improve it, to bring Krishna consciousness to everyone. And not be happy until everyone is a pure devotee of the Lord. Until that point, we have something to do. So, in this way, why did I say that this is a very important idea for the beginning, for the beginner devotees, because this is the mission which can completely, totally engage our mind. And our mind will be engaged in the service of the Lord. And if we do some preaching activities, we know that this brings the satisfaction within the heart. Stronger satisfaction than anything else. If you preach, preaching brings the satisfaction. And if you don't preach and you try to do bhajan because you are a pure devotee and because you are on this level where, you know, all this preaching is for neophytes, you know, all the neophytes there, yeah, because they're, and I'm not a neophyte. Okay, good luck. Try to do it. But as we know, Haridas Thakur, who was not a neophyte, he was preaching. Prabhupada was very emphatic about this. He was chanting, yes, but he was preaching as well. Basically, what I want to say by using this verse, that this verse is the program for Krishna consciousness movement or for every member of Krishna consciousness movement. And this is our means to become a pure devotee of the Lord and to achieve the highest levels of consciousness. Because there is the only way to become a pure devotee of the Lord in this Kali Yuga if we preach the glory of the holy name to others. This is very clearly stated in Bhakti Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami, where he says that in Kali Yuga, the only way to become a great devotee, if you want to become a great devotee, if you want to become the best of the devotee, in Kali Yuga there is only one way to do it, is to preach the glory of the holy name. He very clearly says, Nam prachara prabhavena. Through the prachar of the holy name, by the force of the prachar of the holy name, you can become a pure devotee of the Lord. In this way, both purposes are achieved and accomplished. The world will become a better place to live, and our heart will be purified in the course of these activities, and the mellows of pure devotional service will appear within our heart. So therefore, this, as I said in the beginning, this level of consciousness which is exemplified in Srimad Bhagavatam by Prahlad Maharaj is very important, and therefore these prayers of Prahlad Maharaj are very important for us. He basically explains what should be our goal. We should not try to selfishly or egocentrically think about our own enjoyment under the pretext of doing bhajan. Because oftentimes our so-called bhajan is just a selfish desire to be satisfied ourselves. Instead, we should try to follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. And I will tell a little story and end my class at this point. It's a very nice story. One devotee tells that he came to Srila Prabhupada and he felt troubled by lust. He was a brahmachari and he felt very strong desire within his heart, and he thought that maybe because he's, you know, in this temple, and it was in India, because he is here in this temple and there are so many matajis I hear and they're just, you know, everywhere, and therefore my lust is agitated and my heart is so agitated. So he developed a very nice idea. He thought, let me go to Himalayas and practice Krishna consciousness somewhere in Himalayas, in the cave, because there is no matajis in Himalayas. There is only snakes in Himalayas. But I can somehow or other, with snakes I can deal with matajis it's too much. Anyway, he had some strange ideas. He thought he already made his plan. He thought, I'll go there. But then at the very end, he thought, let me ask Srila Prabhupada what he thinks about this plan. And he came to him and he said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm so troubled by this lust. I just want to go, you know, let me perform austerity and purify my heart and, you know, be there alone in the Himalayas. And Prabhupada looked at him and he says, he looked at him with such a compassion within his eyes. And he, you know, the tears started gliding his cheeks and he said, please don't do this. And then Prabhupada said a phrase which I'm really afraid to repeat, but that's because it's Prabhupada's phrase, I repeat it. He said, I wasted so much of my time in Vrindavan. The meaning here is that go and preach. Go and do something. Go and try to preach the holy name. And not try to just chant the holy name somewhere in seclusion. Just do something which you think is a bhajan, but ultimately will appear as another trick of the mind. Yes, it's very difficult to preach in Kali Yuga, but the more difficult it is, the better it is for us. Let all these difficulties will come to our way. Let it be our prayer. Let all these difficulties will come to our way, because in the course of trying to overcome these difficulties, we will genuinely purify our heart. And when our heart will become pure, the holy name will bring us everything which we desire. Everything is there in the holy name. Nothing else we can desire. Everything is there in the holy name. But let's be somehow or other engaged in the preaching, even if we are in Vrindavan. Let's try to do something to preach this Krishna consciousness movement, and that's the only way to purify our heart. Thank you very much. Do I have time, or it's too late? What is the balance between sadhana and prachar? Well, I heard a very nice formula from Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj. He said that in Vedic culture, people, they would travel 8 months a year, and for 4 months they would sit and do some shastra seva and be in a very elevated association. That was the program for sadhus. 8 months traveling, 4 months shastra seva. So I think this is a ratio is good. Two-thirds of the time engaged in sadhana, in deep sadhana, and two-thirds of the time engaged in some prachar, and one-third of the time engaged in sadhana. It is difficult for us to realize on which stage from Shraddha to Prema we are situated. How to do it? Is it only possible with the help of a guru? No. First of all, it's not so difficult. You know, don't think you are on the stage of Ruchi or Asakti or Bhava or Prema. And most probably you're not on the Nishtha stage. And quite possible that not yet on Anartha Nivritti stage. So, my uneducated guess is that you are on Bhajana Kriya stage. And, you know, even if you are, it's better to be saved than sorry. So it's better to underestimate your spiritual progress than overestimate it, because you may have unrealistic expectations of yourself and be frustrated because of this. So let's assume you are on Bhajana Kriya stage. And but even if you are on Bhajana Kriya stage, what is very important is to understand whether you have Shraddha or not. So let's start from this, because Shraddha is not a very simple stage. Shraddha means that you're completely convinced that you don't have to be engaged in anything else. Just by engaging in bhakti, you achieve all your purposes. So let's work on your Shraddha stage by doing your Bhajana Kriya, and that's a safe program for your spiritual advancement. You know, Shraddha means you have to really establish firmly that the only thing which you need is bhakti. You don't need to be engaged in anything else. and do your bhajana kriya, and then, you know, then it will be very easy for you to estimate on which stage you are. So, and anyway, let's abuse this. I guess that's already, I'm already over time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Premanande.